What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. I had an I Don't Get It the other day at a restaurant. Surprise, surprise,
surprise. If it's not an airport, it's a restaurant.
Groundbreaking. A food I Don't Get It on the I Don't Get It podcast. It's so simple, so stupid. But you know when you order like hummus?
Yes.
Or guac? It never comes with enough pita or chips. Ever.
That's so true. The ratio.
I don't get it.
There's a problem at Audrey's, honestly. There's a problem at Audrey's.
I was going to say, I experienced this firsthand as somebody in the back.
I'm like, just put more.
Very occasionally.
At Audrey's, you can barely get through half of buffalo chicken dip with like the the six pita chips they give you. So you have to start eating it with a spoon. Like, and I'm like, hello.
It's not pita chips. They're just Tostitos.
Okay. Just Tostitos. So just what isn't it cheaper to put more chips than like the dip?
Yeah. Aren't you think we're being generous by giving more dip? And then I always say you can ask for more chips, and people ask for more chips all the time. The thing is, if you were to give them the plates with like the amount of chips that possibly like you can use to eat it all, you'd be like giving them like a whole platter. You'd be giving them like a bowl.
They'd be,
you know,
eating
that's
it
what
all,
happens
though.
In restaurants all the time, though. It's like you always say, can I have more chips? Can I have more chips? It's because, like, aesthetically, wouldn't it be weird if we got like a huge bowl and just plopped it on the table?
Yeah, no. Of course.
Aesthetically be weird. I think that's all.
I just think that if I'm buying a spinach and artichoke dip, hummus, guacamole, the amount of dip that you're giving me should come with the amount of chips that it takes to eat it with. And yeah. Me having to ask is an extra step and an inconvenience to my day.
Okay. Well, I will have to talk to the restaurant industry as to like how we work on this aesthetically. Because that's what it is. The chips are cheap.
You put it in another bowl then.
It's just the aesthetic, I guess.
I guess.
Give me less hummus or give me less chips.
You want less of the thing that's actually valuable?
Yeah, maybe. Exactly. Because then it would make sense.
I don't need to eat it all.
Exactly.
You know what I saw that was a beautiful thing yesterday? So I went to the Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, yes. I wanted to ask you about that, obviously.
And
your outfit was fire.
Oh, thank you. And at Gillette Stadium, they had a condiment station that was just lined with every condiment that you'd like and just bottles and bottles of it. It wasn't like a normal situation. And all the girls were commenting. They were like, isn't this just heaven?
Yeah, that you don't have to like literally take out little pack. I hate
the little
packets.
I'm like
so done with packets now. I'm like, who is this packet
for?
A fairy? Is a fairy eating these French fries?
It's also like a to-go thing. So what are you going to do with like your fries? You know, hold it, open it, squeeze it. Like, no, you just need a all over. Yeah.
I always feel like I'm squeezing it. I need like 15 packets just to have one little puddle of ketchup that I need. Yeah. It's bad for the environment.
You mean what we just did? Oh, the packets.
No, all the packets. Cause it's like this, you're getting this much and it's like a waste of plastic. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, no, give me like
Gillette Stadium had it going on last night with the condiment stand.
What kind of condiments they have? They have ranch in a bottle.
You know what? That was the only that was missing. They had mayo and different kinds of mustards and ketchup and hot sauce and sriracha. But it was weird that they didn't have ranch. I'll say that.
I don't even eat ranch, and I think that's weird that they didn't have ranch. Okay,
ranch should really be this day and age really should be lumped in with a mayo, a mustard, and a ketchup.
I agree. And like an orange sauce. Like give me the combo sauce in there somewhere.
An orange
I sent you that.
Yeah, Lauren, that orange sauce TikTok was hilarious.
If there's a light orange sauce on a menu, I'm getting it no matter what the dish is. Like if it comes with a side of orange sauce, a light orange sauce, then I will.
Americans love their spicy aioli colored. Yeah. Like you guys love the mayo mixed with ketchup, right? Did you do that? Did you mix mayo?
I did that last night.
So weird.
Ugh. Naz, it's so good.
No, I hate mayo. Mayo's so gross.
I think 50-50. I really think it's 50-50.
I only like mayo. I only will eat mayo if it's on two pieces of white sandwich bread, like think Wonder Bread, with tuna in it. Like that's the only mayo to me is only okay in my body with tuna.
That is my mom. My mom only has mayo with tuna.
That's it. That's it. Otherwise,
and then she also has it with macaroni salad.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, same. Macaroni salad. Wow. Audrey and I are on the same mayo frequency.
I hate to jump in, and this is unprecedented. Naz.
She's here. Andrea
cannot stay silent any longer.
Andrea's fired up about mayonnaise. What do you have to say, Andrea?
Naz, how do you make, when you make a tuna sandwich, you put the tuna on the bread and then just slap the tuna in between, or do you
Andrea,
mix it?
Question of the
no,
year.
No, of course it's, what I'm saying is I need the mayo mixed in with the tuna and what I'm saying, like mayo on its own individually, also on the bread of the tuna and mixed in with the macaroni salad because there's mayo in the tuna. So in my body, it's okay to also put mayo on the bread.
You put mayo on top in addition. To
yeah,
the
like a little bit
salad.
Of mayo. Yeah, on the bread.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow! So you like really like
glue.
Mayo
as a glue?
I'm saying I don't do it all the time, but that's where I would find it appropriate to do it if you know, because I also like lightly mayoed tuna.
That's really interesting to me because I would never put additional mayo on the bread for tuna salad when there's already, in my opinion, enough mixed in.
Yeah, I don't like really mayo-y tuna either. There's certain delis like Uncle Polly's Deli in LA, which makes a great tuna that has like very, very minimal mayo. It's like not white, you know, it's like tuna colored.
Ugh. You guys, this is such a problem. I want to eat everything.
I'm sorry, but Lauren, we are you guys, you should go look for the TikTok about orange sauce and
orange
the way
she is saying orange like such a fucking Jersey girl
orange
right now.
Like that.
Orange. It's an orange sauce.
An orange. I never say orange. I always say orange.
Ashley, you've always said orange.
No way. I always say orange.
Because we've definitely said that color in the last seven, whatever years I've known you. And I would have
because Naz had her, I don't get it. Was it the orange named after the fruit or was orange named after the word? Yeah.
Excellent recall, Lauren Iconetti.
Yes.
Good job. Well, I'm sorry if I'm saying that weird and that I normally
orange.
Said it.
I'm gonna go to the diner and get an orange juice.
I can't believe that one, I so naturally just say it like that, and two, that you guys think that I ever said it otherwise.
And that we grew up with the same parents and I say orange.
That's because dad definitely says orange juice. We know
orange
that
dad, juice.
Orange. We know dad does
I want to call mom and say, hey mom, how do you say
okay,
orange?
Okay, fine, let's do it.
Let's do it.
She definitely is gonna say orange because she says Florida.
Florida.
All right.
Okay, while she's doing that, while you're calling your mom, I need to know, Ashley, how magical
going back to the TikTok
Taylor's Eras tour was.
Well, hold on.
What?
I had one food I don't get it. Should I place it in here?
Lump it in and then we'll get to Taylor. We're not in a rush.
Mom, okay, wait. Mom's on the phone.
What do you call... Wait, what's a... Okay, I don't even know how to go about this. How do you say orange? Say orange.
Orange.
Orange?
Orange.
Okay, thank you.
Are you making fun of me?
No, we're making fun of Ashley.
Oh, how does she say it?
Orange.
Oh, okay. Well,
her mom is so
funny. I guess you can say it like that, too.
I don't know. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, love you, bye.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, let me just wrap up the food segment here for a second. The guy, the TikTok that Lauren sent me about the guy who was telling us how Americans love orange sauce, it was orange sauce. It was really funny because of the whole menu thing. And I have to say that when I do see a tangy or orange sauce on the menu, I immediately zoom in on that as if it's like your only option. It is now becomes your only option on the menu. And then sometimes you like continue to read a little bit, but you still feel married to that option. And then you're like, okay, wait, step back for a second. Are you only picking that because of the sauce? And yes, it is true. But you know, I think it's because those sauces are very specific to restaurants. I don't particularly like make an orange. I don't make an orange sauce at home. And none of the bottled orange sauces are not the same. The only ones that I make at home is a fry sauce with mayo.
I'm shocked that you, so like, let's say you get fries and you come
sriracha
home.
And mayo sometimes too.
You don't sriracha make, mayo's pretty good. You don't make orange sauce at home. You don't mix mayo and ketchup.
I do. I mix mayo and ketchup. That's what I was saying. I mix mayo and ketchup, and then I'll mix mayo and sriracha. But for some reason, they're both very great. But I feel like there's an extra something in the restaurant ones.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm to the point where, like, you know, when you order a thing, like I would order naked wings just to dip it in buffalo sauce. Well,
yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Enjoy the sauce.
It being like a medium for the getting in the sauce. In your
yes.
Mouth.
However. I was recently at Terranea Resort in LA past weekend.
I've been to Terranea.
5-star resort. Was so unsatisfied with like the service there and the food that they had for it being a 5-star resort. We got like these beignets. Mm-hmm. Like it was like donut holes filled with Nutella that you would dip also in like Nutella. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a distinction I made was it's okay if the sauce is like the purpose of why you're ordering something, right? Like how we just said with wings, mm-hmm. but it is not okay for the, like
the food to slack because of
yes,
that?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the donut hole was so blech. Like it tasted frozen. It wasn't cooked well. And I was like, this is unacceptable to me. No matter how, and we were eating it and it was like, the sauce is good, but the original thing, like the wing, everything else still has to hold up in order for the sauce to really shine is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it should be. I don't get it. Why do I get stinkier when I am on a plane or when I'm lying out in the sun? Normally, I wouldn't say that I have like a BO thing, but if I'm in those two locations for an extended period of time, stink central.
Yeah. Hunter came in from like sitting in the sun having beers with his friends yesterday, like before a wedding. And I was like, you need to shower again. You smell like you actually smell like I can't stand it. And I'm not sensitive like that. It's the sun.
Yeah.
So, to counteract the sun, which will all be interacting with this summer, you're going to want to get Lumi, which basically makes you stink free for 72 hours across your entire body.
It's insane. It was created by an OBGYN who developed this unique formulation. It's pH balanced deodorant. So it's aluminum free, skin safe, and clinically proven to, like Lauren said, control odor for up to 72 hours.
They have a whole body deodorant. They have washes, they have wipes, they have a lot of things. So if you guys want to try this out, you can do the Lumi starter pack, and it's perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, 2 free products of your choice, like the mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping. So as a special offer for our listeners and new customers of Lumi, they get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code GETIT30 at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you go to LumiDeodorant.com and use the promo code GETIT30.
Specify. It's like one of those delightful items that like you can make sure that you eliminate the smell down there for quite some time.
And that's what matters. And that's the tagline. And that's what matters.
Get it 30 at LumiDeodorant.com. All right. Last food. Not I don't get it, but a funny comment. I was listening to a podcast and some guy goes, why do Americans, this guy wasn't American, he goes, why do the server comes around and they said, are you still working on that?
I know. They think that's
so funny.
I know. So disturbed.
Foreigners think it's like rude and weird to say.
Who
that.
Thinks that?
Foreigners. Like what did they say? Are you all, what did they say? What are you supposed
are
to
you
say?
Are you done with that?
Are you done enjoying that?
Yeah. Are you done enjoying that? I guess that I hear that a lot. I hear that sometimes at like a fancier restaurant.
Yeah. Are you really? I've never heard, are you enjoying that? I love that. That's such a better reframe.
It's definitely a fancy restaurant thing. Are you still working on that? It sounds like it's like, you know, you still like killing the chicken fully, you know, and make sure that it's really dead and gone.
Why do I think this is not a weird what thing I to think say?
I'm like, episode title. That's fucking hilarious. Why? Yeah, it's like, are you still working on that? Like, it's like, it makes it seem like eating is not as a pleasure, luxurious sort of thing to do.
Yeah.
It's like, it seems laborious and tedious.
Yeah. Wait, Naz, have you seen Jewish Matchmaking
No,
yet?
I need to watch it. Oh, so many things to watch. So everyone's watching
we'll reconvene
it right now.
After Jewish Matchmaking.
Wait, can Naz go on it?
Can
she's
I?
Not Jewish? No.
You can't?
I loved it, but like obviously the guy, I think his name is Stuart, I think,
great name.
Is the shining star. And if he's not getting a spinoff, then Netflix should go down, honestly.
Wait, what's so magical about this Stuart person?
I'll send you videos, but he was like, I'm Jewish in the regard that like culturally I am Jewish, but not like religious.
Yeah, no, people who like, say, I'm not going to go to temple,
but it's culture. Yeah. Yeah. So he goes, he's like, in the way where I don't want to have to explain to someone why Curb Your Enthusiasm is funny.
Exactly.
He's like, I just need her to be Jewish enough to understand Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I was like, Naz needs to fucking watch this
show. Oh my
show.
God, I love Stuart already. I'm going to follow him right now. That's so funny. I was on a date.
So
actually, I had a story to tell you, and this is a perfect segue. I was on a date with a guy, but I'll tell you how I got on the date with him. So I walked into a coffee shop last Thursday, and I saw a guy sitting there, and he had like really cool style, was working on his computer. And I was with Kelsey and Brian, my hair and makeup artist, because we had like 30 minutes before I had to get back home for something. So we all went to go get coffee. And I was like, oh, he's kind of cute. And so I asked the person at the register for a receipt and a pen. And I made Kelsey write, because my handwriting's horrendous. I made Kelsey write, you're
no
hot.
Way.
Yeah, I literally made her write it. You're hot, let's hang. And then my Instagram. And I was like, should I give it to him? Should you give it to him? And I walked right up to him, like in sweats. And I go, this is for you. And I've
Hell
never
yeah,
done that
Hell yeah,
that's
how it's fucking done.
That's great. Right, that
Lauren,
is how it's done.
Like, I was like, this is my fucking summer energy. I'm just going to be like you. And I walked out. And then we walked down the street.
Like,
and Kelsey, he just goes, oh, thank you. And like, I don't know if
he probably thought
it
was like
his
receipt or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So
that actually makes it less nerve wracking because like you just hand it off and then like you don't even have to make eye contact.
Yeah.
You can walk
out. If he doesn't
out,
hit
and then
you
if
up.
He thought in that split
second
if you were
cute. If he doesn't hit you up, then it's like he has a relationship or something else. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like whatever. And you just say, this is for you.
Yeah.
So then we walked down the street and Kelsey was like, check your Instagram. And I was like, what? There's no way. Like it's been seconds, like milliseconds. I go to my DMs. He's already messaging me.
Wow. Amazing.
And he goes, you're smooth. He's like, that eye contact definitely had like a feeling or whatever. Cause you know, when you walk into a coffee shop and you like, it's like real, recognize real. And you're just like, oh, okay, you look cool. You're hot or whatever. And so we ended up going out that night.
What? This is such a good story.
Yeah, it was the best ever. And then we just hung out Saturday. But anyways, I just was so proud of myself. And I think more people should do that. Just walk up to people and be like, hey, it's you.
Great. How was the... Did you kiss him?
On the... okay, so... I don't know. I want to share more, but I've done this before.
You can at least say that there was a kiss.
No, there was a kiss, but there's a really funny story behind that. But I think out of respect, I want to just tell you guys off.
So, okay.
Okay. But was it good? Can we say that?
Yeah.
Was he just as cute when you saw him after the coffee shop? Like, was he cuter? Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? Has this ever happened to you guys? Where, so we made plans to meet that night. And then I was like, what does he look like again?
Yeah.
Because obviously I had his Instagram, but you know, some people's Instagrams just aren't like photos of them, or they're like not up to date.
Yeah.
So I was like, what did he look like again in the coffee shop? And then when he showed up, I was like, oh, okay, that's what he looked like. And
that's
so
awesome.
Funny. I'll tell you guys more on the podcast. I just wanted to share that.
I just
part
think
of
everyone
it.
Should, but that's how you do it. Like if you think a guy's cute, it's always going to be all right. If you just hand them a little note, like you have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? That's the only thing about, like, I'm curious as to how, I mean, I'm not curious, to be honest, but, like, I wonder how. As if there's a difference between wondering and being curious. I think curious means like you'd be interested to be in that position. Wondering just means like imagining how it would be.
I like
to
that
be,
distinction.
Yeah. How it would be to be single in like deeper in my 30s, like at 35, to see if like the confidence and I don't give a fuck level would be way higher. Or if I feel that confidence because I'm in such
a secure
relationship.
You would feel it because you could, I'm sure you've been on the sidelines of my life and we were like,
yeah, we were way too shy.
We were
to do
very
stuff like
similarly,
that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you were always more vulnerable and braver than I was, but
I don't think so.
Yeah. As far as like proclaiming feelings for someone, I feel like I was very much like, I got to play this cool. And you're like, Jared, I love you. But the point is that I actually think this is a perfect segue to Taylor Swift because I was reading your stories, Ashley, and I feel like you were feeling very nostalgic and posting lyrics of like that
your
time in your life. And I actually
was very telling.
I feel like you would walk up to someone now if you were single. I think you would. I think you'd be feeling yourself more in that way.
Maybe, but also I
if you had an outfit on that you loved.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe,
for sure.
I don't know. I just put myself in that situation. Like when you just said that, like I felt myself trying to do it and I still felt all squeamish inside.
If you were with me and Lauren, because I wasn't alone, remember? If you were with me and Lauren and then Lauren wrote it on the receipt and all you had to do was walk up and then we all walked out together, you would do
you
it.
You would do it, but if gracefully is the question.
If it was someone that looked like
Scott
Eastwood.
I'd be so not graceful. I'd be like, here you go. This is
like, I don't know.
I don't know if you want. I know they told me I should do this, and I, like, but here you go.
Oh my,
here you go. It's like the time that I gave Jared the date card.
Exactly.
Remember, Lauren?
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Jared, would you like to go on a date with me? Jared, you go with me?
Oh, I love it.
I think you'd be better than you thought. It's still awkward as fuck.
I think so too, but that would be endearing. It would be
maybe.
Like
I don't know. They all say confidence is endearing. So yesterday in my Insta story at Taylor, I was like, I don't want to just post Instagram. Like nobody wants to see just Instagram videos of like the concert.
Thank you for not doing that.
Some people kind of do. Like some people said, thank you for sharing because I don't get to go, which is like really sweet. But I'm like, you're not going to get the full effect.
No, but also I was shocked that you even like post concert were able to post such thoughtful Instagram stories.
Oh, I did
right away.
I did in the moment.
Oh, whoa. Then that didn't take away from your concert experience. But I was so grateful you did because I was like, of course, everyone wants to know how you're feeling, you know, at the concert.
Yeah. So I just kind of tried to make it like little tiny diary entries that kind of like pertained to like even people knowing me from the show, like a little, like little things from the show and how I was feeling along the way. I mean, we're making this a way bigger deal than it was. All I did was post like seven slides talking about like what certain songs meant to me, because sometimes it is different to hear the song live. It's a little bit more impactful. I think it's because it's just a different way of hearing it. And no, I would not have been posting along the way if I was like on the floor,
like more into it.
And I was like, really? Yeah.
Right. Like you're not going to miss her eye contact if you're,
No.
Were people crying around not you? Were girls getting crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. Give us the Inside Eras tour
review
for your experience.
How many more concerts does she have?
She's halfway through. So what it is like, it's like basically most cities have 3 dates. There's a couple that have 4 and a couple that have 2.
Right.
But
LA probably
has
4, right?
LA has 4.
Yeah.
And
that's in August, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not going. I wish I was, but.
So there's like, then she just does the weekend, which is kind of nice for her. You know, she does 3 days and she has like 4 days off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then she just, then that's like a really nice schedule for somebody.
I mean,
who like,
that's like literally
she can do whatever she wants to do.
She literally, I did the story for, cause I do the weekend VO for E! News on the weekends. And the story yesterday was about Taylor's Eras tour and how she said, this is the happiest she's been.
Yeah, I know.
So you heard her say that live, right?
No, that was on the Saturday show.
Which that was Saturday.
Downpouring rain and everybody was obsessed. Right. Like Taylor was like actually singing in the rain. So she talks about, you know, kissing in the rain all the time.
What a trooper.
And I can't believe they didn't cancel it because like it was like monsoon.
They
and
put it off for 2 hours or something. I had a client that went and they were like hiding under there and they had to wait.
Put it off for 2 hours?
Yeah,
so she performed until like 1 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Yesterday she didn't rap until 11:30.
Exactly.
She started at 10 minutes to 8 and then didn't rap until 11:30.
That's crazy. Yeah. How does she have that stamina? That's
I don't know. There was no true intermission
incredible.
Either. The most she was off the stage was like maybe 3 to 4 minutes, which is pretty crazy.
I would be exhausted.
And speaking of the monsoon, I thought this is an interesting tidbit that I've always admired Taylor for doing such a great job.
I wonder what she eats
of.
After.
Sorry, all I can tell you is that the pizza that I had when I got home was the most satisfying, delicious pizza. I wasn't sure.
What did you eat?
Yeah. I had two pieces of pizza just when I came home.
What kind of pizza? Wait,
she whispered that. I had two pieces of pizza.
You guys, you know how
why
pizza
do we
doesn't
whisper things? Whispering is so fucking weird. It's like, why do we, why do our mind chooses? It's not like we choose. Our minds
we
like,
we don't. This, we're not like, then the next word will be lower.
The next word will be lower and more impactful. I had two pieces of pizza. Back to regular talking.
That's like, what we do though. It's like to emphasize certain things and like to give it a vibe.
It's so subliminal.
It's creepy, kind
of. Subconscious, I mean.
All I can say is that, you know how I don't normally get excited over pizza? Like, I'm like good with pizza. Like, I will always eat it if it's there, but I'm never like, oh, I want to.
You
order
were always
it.
A cheeseburger girl when we all lived in LA together, and Lauren and I were always like, we got to order Domino's.
Pizza. Well, Jared, yesterday, I call him like right before Taylor gets on. I was like, what are you going to get for dinner? And he's like, I'm going to try this new pizza place down this pizza place down the street that we haven't tried yet. And I was like, oh, that place is so cute. I've been meaning to try it. I come home in the car. There's a real lacking, guys, in the New England area. Fast food joints, listen to me. When I'm driving home from Logan at midnight, when I, you know, coming back from Gillette, there is no fast food open. There's one, there's like nothing on the road. There's like a couple little side, couple little you can get off on the side of the road situations, but they're never open past 11. It's so bad. Anyway,
yeah,
I know
that's terrible.
Really
yeah,
that's
so,
terrible. The entire time I was daydreaming about the pizza that would await for me. And then I put it in my mouth, guys. And let me tell you, it was impressive. So good. I'm sorry. Side note, nobody gives a crap. They just want to hear about Taylor. I have a Get It, and it's the Jenny Kane. We love the Jenny Kane.
And in conjunction to the Jenny Kane Get, and I don't get it would be, yes, it's summer. It's very hot outside and inside it's very, very cold. So you're going to want a trendy sweater like the Jenny Kane sweater coat to bring with you quite literally everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can tie it around your purse and make it kind of look like a scarf and then you throw it on when you're freezing. It looks good with every single outfit. They have basics of all colors. So you're never going to be like, I don't know, looking nuts. You're always going to look super high fashion with comfortability of like a yoga pant. So you have lots of basics at Jenny Kane. They're high-end basics. You're never gonna look, I don't know, not put together. You're always gonna be like a put together queen at Jenny Kane.
I totally agree, and I have to say that I took out like most of my sweaters out of my closet to put new summer items in, and then of course of all the sweaters, like I kept two or three in there, and the Jenny Kane cardigan, the Chloe cardigan, is in there because it is great for like those really windy beach days because it doesn't get super hot for a while, and it's just great for those restaurants that are freezing.
They don't only have sweaters, guys. They have like cute beachy dresses, and like they do cotton very well. So if you are just going to be out in the sun, it breathes really, really well. And Jenny Kane believes in the art of simplicity. So they focus on comfort and quality and timeless design. So you can kind of have that, that micro wardrobe, that capsule wardrobe with all Jenny Kane.
It's basically like the wardrobe that like is in a chick flick, you know, like a rom-com closet.
For sure. So find your forever pieces at jennykane.com, and our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use the code GETIT at checkout. That's 15% off your order at jennykane.com and the promo code GETIT. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
I'm very jealous that she played red, back to Taylor, that she played red acoustic, because that's a really good one to get.
You. Thank
that's
you for
such
the
a good one.
You had no idea, but that's where I was going with this.
Oh wow.
Out
from
of
pizza
all, like,
to red, what
songs
a segue.
She sang, I have to act, the tidbit is about red. So she sings the two surprise songs every week, or every at night.
Wait, explain it to people who have like no idea.
Well, she has like the regular set list that everybody like most the crazy Swifties know like exactly which song's coming one after the other. Mm-hmm. I like going in with a surprise, not knowing what song's
like
gonna
too.
Play
yeah.
and like what the order is gonna be and all that, and like if she's gonna do it, blah blah blah. But then there's one part of the night where she just gets on the stage alone, just her, a piano and the guitar. And that's so nice. She could honestly just do like a whole like acoustic thing where she like tells stories about the songs. That would be my dream.
That's why I love the Pond Sessions on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
because it's like more acoustic and just her and bare bones. Like that's where I think she's best.
But you know what's crazy is that like you didn't like there was a moment where in the middle of like the second song I was like, so that's just her alone in this entire stadium, just like her and the guitar. And it's like, we don't need anything. We really don't need anything else.
I mean, this could be somewhat like sinful and sacrilegious. I don't know if I'm using that word right, to mention John Mayer during a conversation where Taylor Swift is queen.
It's appropriate.
However, I just got to say, John Mayer literally goes on stage with no one, just him and his guitar the entire show. And it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yeah. He has no band. No band.
That's crazy.
It's well, a man and his guitar, the entire show.
Ashley, so you said, okay, so tell a small tidbit, and then I have one more question.
Okay, so what I've always admired Taylor with is that she speaks to the audience so well. You know how there's artists that like you can tell that they like have no desire to talk to the audience in like a conversational way, and like the only like the thing that they say intermittent between songs, they're just like staged and they say the same thing every night. Taylor legit just talks to the audience very casually. So she gets on the piano to start singing Red, and it's making this sound, and she's not even making the sound. And like she's trying to figure out on stage what's going on with her instrument. She's like, do you guys hear that? Like, it's this, do you hear that bang? She goes, I'm not even touching the keyboard. It's just banging.
Oh, I love that she's that transparent.
Yeah, that's
and
what
that,
was so cool.
That's why she's the best, because you feel like you're watching your best friend, truly.
Yeah, it was very friendly.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh my, did you hear that again? She's like, no, seriously, guys, like I don't know what's going on. She's like, so the thing is, last night it rained like crazy, and I think right now I'm realizing that my keyboard is screwed. So
oh
then, since she moved over to the guitar, and she sang it acoustically instead of at the piano, and then she was
on
like,
the guitar.
She was like, you know, I'm sorry. She goes, well, what happened to the keyboard? That was going to be a really sad rendition, and now we just got a happier rendition. So maybe it worked out well.
Oh wow! But you still cried and got emotional with the happier rendition.
I got emotional during Red and only Red.
Red is
super weird,
but Red is such an emotional song.
Yeah. Red, I feel like, really needs a piano, but what do I know?
I think I can't picture Red on the guitar, but Red is just so good. Yeah. I think we just picture her visually at the piano because that's how she would perform it, you know, like in a red dress back then.
Yeah.
True. Like I remember like award shows, she would like perform Red on the piano.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Very dramatically, head flipping, all the things.
Right.
Yeah.
Like for me, Mean has to be on the banjo.
Oh, Mean. That's one that she didn't sing.
That's like one of my favorite.
She only did one song from Speak Now.
Really? Well, she's probably
saving
it because that's
which
her
one?
Next
because that
Taylor's releasing version.
It. Yeah. I know. So what is she waiting? Like, what? Why?
I don't know. I would, to be honest, I'm so happy you told me that because I would be kind of, annoyed because that's my favorite.
I was a little sad.
That one is the best.
In my opinion, spent way too much time on Evermore. I thought, you know, because it's eras, right?
Yeah.
So I thought the era would be combined of Folklore and Evermore because in my head, they're the same
and
era.
And Folklore is better in my eyes.
Folklore is so much better. But no, she considered them to be two different things.
Well, they
were,
she,
like,
technically.
Clump all the albums together, or does she...
Yeah, she
like,
clumps them all together.
She clumps them together.
The one I would want to hear the least is Lover and Reputation. The ones I'd want to hear.
Lover
the least.
Is
a
the
lot,
one
aside from Getaway
know.
Car and Delicate. That's all I care about off Reputation.
Yeah, you know that I love Reputation, and I think Reputation live. Like,
those
that's
are the
when
two
I was
best
like,
songs.
Fuck yeah! When she was singing the Reputation songs live, and she gets in her dark snake outfit, and she feels like she's Jafar. Like blowing up at the end.
Yes,
so
with the snake.
To
it's me too, Lauren. It
so
just doesn't
cringe.
Do it for
like,
me.
That is
I'm
not
like,
who
no.
you are.
Exactly.
No.
I just don't. It doesn't feel. I feel like
it's not authentic.
Her core is like, you know, the guitar. And
I know
but
that's how you
things,
guys feel.
Whatever.
It's fine. But she, one Speak Now song, which I think is bizarre. Then she did.
What's she gonna do to Dear John when
the
shit comes out?
She did.
Well, hurry the fuck up.
She also didn't sing any from the original album. Nothing from the Taylor Swift album.
That would have been a show that
you're missing a big era.
I think
very strange.
Drive home with no fast food. That would have been an unsuccessful day for me.
It's weird to me that you have an eras tour and you miss. And there's two distinctive eras that are not mentioned at barely all. Except for like when she does sing Enchanted, it is one of the best moments.
We got to give credit where credit's due, though. When you have over 200 songs, it's nearly impossible.
No, I know. She needed more medleys. She probably switches it up. That's what I think she needed to do, was more medleys so that she can get a few more in there.
Yeah. Anyways.
But sometimes, I don't know, just like Moulin Rouge, a little too many medleys will fuck up a night.
Oh, my God. Wait, speaking of Moulin Rouge.
Wait, I'm sorry. Does anybody have any more questions? It was really...
Wait, I have two more questions.
I think I have a great segue into something else I wanted to share.
You have a segue, but Lauren has two more questions about the show.
Oh, then Lauren should absolutely ask
those. Two more questions. I should absolutely ask those questions. First one, when did she say, she said she's the happiest she's ever been during this tour or that night?
Just like in general.
In her life.
In her life.
In her life, she's never been that happy.
She's never been happier. And I was like, damn, that's such a strong, beautiful, bold statement.
That is such a diss to Joe.
I was going
to
say it's a diss to Joe. I mean, not that it's great for her. We're all happy for her. But like, could you imagine being on the other end of that?
I understand that, but that's a straight target. Yeah,
you
that
think?
Is straight shots fired.
Yeah, that's shots fired. You know what? Yeah. After listening to all the music again, like in a, like a thoughtful way last night as a catalog. Mm-hmm. 1 second, Dawson.
Hi, Dawson.
I'm in the middle of a thought. Okay. I'll
someone on the I Don't Get It group just goes, anyone successfully sell feet pics? Please tell.
Anyone successfully selfie pics?
Sell feet pics.
Oh, that's I talked about that because I'm on WikiFeet all the time. It's wild. I should start selling my pics.
Wait, what do you mean you're on WikiFeet?
Like every time I post something, someone out there in the world will immediately, like if I literally posted a picture of my foot right now, someone would literally rip it from my Instagram and put it up on Naz Perez WikiFeet. Like I have a page on there. I don't know who made it.
Do you get paid?
No. Google it. It's all my feet. Naz Perez Wiki feet.
I told you, you have the nicest feet that's ever existed. It's, like, you should sell
it's
it.
It's literally so gross. And
you could literally support your entire life.
I know. If I just, foot. Like, if I made an account that literally was, like, my feet getting mushed in, like, mashed potatoes.
You would be... Oh my God,
like in
I can't
between
believe
spaghetti
it.
Noodles.
All right. If you guys want free access to Naz's feet, go just type in Naz Perez Wiki feet. People are so weird. That is so weird.
So weird.
It's literally every Insta story you've ever posted.
It's so weird.
With your foot.
And disgusting. Like, who does that? Like, how does it end up there?
Okay. Wait. I want to know how many views this bathtub pig has. Like, of your feet. Oh my God.
How many views? Wait. There's
people
views on Wiki feet?
No. I want to know how many people would.
Wait, I'm confused.
Wait,
you can see that?
No. I want to know if there are views so I can
see I don't think there are. I don't think it's... I mean, I've never literally spent time on it. I've just...
This is so
People have sent
weird.
It to me. That's but why I know it exists.
I'm jealous that you have feet that
why are
a hot
jealous?
Commodity. Because I would...
so weird.
Because I would support the rest of my life with my... With
would
good
you
feet.
Really, though?
If you guys want to look at my foot on Patreon, this is my foot. I don't think it's
what,
quite
your foot
as
is,
tempting.
You're so annoying you're doing that because you know your foot's prettier than mine.
No, I never have
okay,
my feet
well,
out and they're actually out
get
today.
The Patreon.
All right, Wiki Feet, send us money.
This is what we do when Ashley's with her baby.
When Ashley leaves.
We want to make money. Guys, you could look at my feet.
Naz has better arches.
You can look at my feet on Patreon. No, but your toes are better than mine.
You got better toes. I'm embarrassed to show my stupid human feet.
Well, now we know what social clips
feet.
Getting clipped off for this episode.
I know. If I go on Wiki Feet next week and my foot is paired next to your foot,
you made
I'm
it. You fucking made it.
I made it.
You all know that I am a skincare lover. I love to experiment with new skincare, but only brands that I trust. And I have a new favorite trust. It's One Skin, and it was founded by a team of four female PhD level longevity scientists with over 15 years of experience studying the biology of aging. After testing thousands of peptides, they discovered OS-1. The OS-1 peptide is clinically proven to target aged. Also, wow. I don't even know what these cells are, but I trust that
they
whatever
know what
they
are, doing to
they
prevent
are
them.
For real. Okay, they're called Sensent. cells, and they are the main source of skin aging, and they actually reduces the what they have in, created in one skin actually reduces the biological age of the skin by several years after, you know, frequent use.
And it's clinically validated to improve firmness, fine lines, and overall tone and appearance. So after I use one skin, I really noticed that first of all, it makes my face very, very soft and there's no irritation. And I know that can be a lot of worries for people out there, like trying a new product. There's zero irritation and you see firmness coming back into your skin.
Yeah. And it's fragrance free, which you really do want in your skincare stuff. You don't want it to smell florally. The packaging is very beautiful if that's something that matters to you.
Yeah.
But what I love is that what Lauren said, as somebody who's acne prone and sensitive and combination, it works for me. And I just want everybody to know that these things, you're going to feel softness right off the bat, but you're not going to see huge differences in a week.
Yeah, keep up with it.
In a third party 12-week clinical study, they say that this serum was clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier, significantly decreased visible signs of aging, wrinkles were diminished, get this, 87% of users, and firmness was increased by 95%. That's
We'll take it. We'll take these stats.
Lauren and I need to, of course, keep using it. We are not at that 12-week point yet, but I can't wait to be there.
One skin is for everyone that wants to prevent and reverse the signs of aging with a groundbreaking approach. So OneSkin addresses skin health on a molecular level, targeting root causes of aging so skin behaves, feels, and appears younger. It's time for you to experience a new skin health routine at a discounted rate today. So get 15% off with the code GETIT at oneskin.co. That's 15% off at oneskin.co with the code get it. We only have one body, one skin, and only you can change it to make it better. So age healthily with one skin.
Lauren, what are your I don't get it this week?
Let's check my list. It's probably nothing.
No, you always do this and then you come up with the most fuego fire.
Nope. I got nothing on there. But apparently something funny is I had a nurse client today and she was like, I was listening to your podcast and I was dying laughing because you guys saying the generic term for Tylenol is acetaminophen.
And what is it?
Acetaminophen. And Ashley was saying the whole time acetosamine. The whole time she was saying acetosamine.
This is why.
And it's acetaminophen.
This is why people can never take anything we say and apply it to their lives.
And I was like, oh my God, were we just saying acetosamine?
The most discredited information.
So everyone out there listening who knows we're dumbasses, we acknowledge and we are apologizing.
We don't.
Acetaminophen.
We don't act like we know. At least I try not to act like I know what I'm saying.
Ashley said it with such confidence, though, which is so hilarious.
I can't wait to tell her when she's back.
Okay, I'm back. Let me just finish my thought about Taylor. I think that after listening to her whole catalog yesterday, I don't know if she ever had the most... What she had with Joe was some incredible physical chemistry. She was so turned on by him.
Joe
Alwyn, crazy. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
Because everything about him, those eras are all oh my God, the way he touches the glass, the way that he's the sexiest, and I see him across the room and I must have him in my bed type situation. Mm. I don't we never really hear about songs about them deeply connected.
I don't know. Maybe she just keeps that stuff. She could have kept that stuff to herself because I remember when I was watching the Pond Sessions, she was telling Jack Antonoff or someone on there that Joe kind of helped her write a song. And doesn't she have a name?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. He has a number of songs.
Yeah. So then to me, that would indicate a deeper sort of connection and interest in terms the number one thing in her life that she loves doing, which is songwriting. There's so much more there than meets the eye, I guess is what I mean.
Oh yeah. Okay. What I meant is that I think it was I should definitely clarify. Of course they had a connection. They were together for 6 years, but I think it was one of those passion first relationships where it was definitely I don't want to say like the sex, but the heat that kept them together. And it was like hot and cold a lot. Mm. This is my guess. Yeah. I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
This is just me making up something.
All right.
All right. So next conversation topic. Anyone?
I just want, I feel like I have so much to share with you guys. I've been so lucky to cover Fast and Furious, Little Mermaid, and Spider-Verse, which are all huge summer movies. And the best interview I've ever had in my life, I wanted to tell you guys, was with Alan Menken. It was like a dream to interview him. Do you know who he is?
I definitely know his
name. Okay, so Alan Menken composed the music to The Little Mermaid, Pocahontas, Aladdin, Hercules, literally everything in the entire world.
Newsies, Hunchback, Beauty and the Beast, Tangled.
Like, it's unbelievable, this person's brain. And so I was supposed to interview him with someone else. But when I got to the interview, I was so excited to interview him. He was the one person out of the entire Little Mermaid cast that nerdy me was. I was like, yes, Melissa McCarthy, cool. Like, yes, Halle Bailey. And I love them. But I was like, Alan Menken. Like, I can't wait to talk to Alan Menken. Like, this is like so insane.
Well, you have your priorities correct.
Like, I was so excited. But I was supposed to, he was supposed to be paired with someone. When I get there, they're like, hey, so Alan's actually alone. And he's with a piano. And I go, holy shit. And
he's with the piano. It's his partner in the interview.
And so I start freaking out because I'm like, oh my God, I would have come up with other questions. Like, a lot of my questions are like for him and like someone else. And I just start freaking out because I'm like, I would have crafted the perfect like Alan Menken interview. And so I walk in and I kind of like throw everything out the window, you know? And I like sit down.
Yeah.
And I was like, on behalf of like every 90s kid that had like a Little Mermaid comforter, I was like, thank you for the soundtrack to like our childhood. And I was like, you know, there's a rumor out there that Walt Disney's Frozen. Like, what's the plan for you? Like, what are we going to do with your brain? And that's the first question I asked him was about his death.
I love that.
And he literally so sweetly goes, I can't wait to post this interview. I'm so proud of it. It's like the best 7 minutes I've ever like genuinely had. I think I had a smile like so big on my face. He was like, well, the music will live on. And I was like, oh my God.
Aww,
and so the first question I asked him, I was like, what do you feel is your magnum opus? Like, you've literally made every, like, you just created the soundtrack to our childhood. Which one do you think is like your best work? And he goes, Hunchback of Notre Dame. And I was like, oh my God. And he said, but then he was like, but really all of them. And I was like, no, let's go with your first instinct. And he literally starts playing and like talking about how he had to like mix religion. And like, it was the coolest answer. And it was like the dun, dun. And it was very elegant and sophisticated for like a Disney film. And it was and then he walked through all of them where he's like, Hercules is gospel. And like, you know, Little Mermaid was informed by the Caribbean. And he's like playing all them. And I was a kid in a candy store and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I was so pissed because there's always a question that I have after I leave, you know, you get in your car and you're like, why didn't I ask this? I literally wanted to ask him because Go the Distance, I think, is my ultimate, like, number one favorite song that he's done. Like, Michael Bolton and the original, like, voice of Hercules, both of them. But when I hear the horns to Go the Distance, like, it makes me cry. Like, I don't know why. It makes Chris, my little brother, and I cry. And I've talked to other people about this, and I literally wanted to ask him, like, what the science is behind that, or like if he cries, like, what is it about that? Yeah. Like, no, that like it makes
that would have been good.
Cry.
Yeah, that would have been a good
We get it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I can't wait for you guys to watch my interview. I'm so excited.
How much money does that man have? Because
isn't that crazy?
He's made every iconic.
It's a right to hire.
Wait, what do you mean?
Really?
Yeah, those songs are right to hire.
So he's just paid out.
Wait, what does that mean? Are you sure he doesn't get residuals?
Yeah. Music industry woman right here. I mean, it's paper. Yeah.
Wait, are you 100% sure on that? Because Lauren, while you were gone,
he has special deals because he is the most.
While you were gone, Lauren,
I'm
Lauren
not saying
said
that he's
that
not getting
saying
like bajillions of dollars
wrong.
For it, but. Yes. This is an embarrassing thing.
So are you spreading fake news or are you being for real about this music shit?
I mean, she wears a sweatshirt that says Harvard on it.
Well, the Harvard lawyer in me.
The orange Harvard lawyer
thinks that they are. I mean, he's so advanced that he probably has like a great contract, but normally things like for movies, they're usually a payout. Yeah. just an upfront payout.
But what do you think? Maybe like what? Just to be fair, like $10 million to make the soundtrack.
That's a great question.
I should have asked him that too.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm just thinking like every single movie is made because of him. Every single Disney movie
is a classic.
He didn't write the lyrics. Yeah. I want to clarify. Howard Ash. Okay. So it was he was a writing duo with Howard Ashman or Arshman. Howard Ashman, who passed away, was the lyricist. Who, of course, like I mean, lyrics. Like, look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? I mean, come on.
Yeah, they're both pretty equal.
They're pretty equal
as far as the.
So when Howard passed, but I will say, Alan composed like the score to everything, and it's wild.
Yeah.
Anyways, little Alan Menken trivia for you guys there.
Okay, I have another tie-in for our ad and the I don't get it theme. I don't get picking out vitamins and minerals. Like, how do I know what supplements and powders to actually take? Like, what do I actually need? And would I be taking and it would be doing nothing and I'd just be taking something
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, thank God there's Care of, because like literally you take a quiz and they tell you what vitamins you need, and it's so simple. The vitamin aisle is very overwhelming because you hear a whole bunch of
nutty.
You should take this. You should take this. Yeah. You should take this. Well, guess what? Care of is going to tell you basically what you need.
Yeah. So you take this short quiz, like Lauren said, it's actually kind of funny, and it's kind of fun. It's not funny. It's fun.
You take a short, in-depth quiz about your lifestyle and your health goals, and for a personalized doctor back recommendation. And the quiz can be retaken at any time to switch up your packs. Like if your lifestyle changes, if you start eating vegetables, maybe you got to retake the quiz again.
It basically says, like, are you stressed? Do you eat a certain way? How many times a week do you exercise? Stuff like that. And then they're going to deliver these little packs. They're personalized to you, and they're these little packages, and they're daily dosed. And they come in this plant-based compostable film that helps limit the impact on the environment without compromising the quality and the safety of your products. So it's perfect for travel, and it's perfect just to kind of like put on display, and you just every day just grab a little pack.
Super, super convenient. Rather than having your jars all lined up and forgetting what you've taken, you just dump your pack into your hand and you take your vitamins and you're a healthy, healthy girl.
It is a subscription service, and that allows you to get every month without thinking about it. They ship it to you, so you have always the right amount on you. You don't have to go back to the store, and they're high quality, again, personalized vitamins, supplements, powders, and we have a code for you.
For 50% off your first order of Care of, go to takecareof.com and enter the code IDGI50. Again, that's 50% off your first Care of order, and go to takecareof.com and enter the code IDGI50.
I can't wait for everyone to see Melissa McCarthy's Ursula. And
perfectly
I'm trying to think of everything I'm allowed to say right now. It was perfectly cast. And she, when I talked to her, she was like, I didn't even think I was on the list. I basically like willed this to happen. I like asked for meetings. Oh. She nails the voice down so well and the music. And Jason Momoa is literally the hottest in Fast X. Like
I was going to say Jason Momoa.
I was going to say King Triton.
He would have been perfect.
No, he wouldn't have.
You just got me way too excited.
Sexy. Wait, that would have been a fun daddy to add to the internet daddy list for sure. But no,
they fumble not making him King Triton.
No, I think Javier Bardem was good. You guys would love this.
Javier Bardem is King
Triton. Yeah, you don't know this. I'm shocked.
Oh, that gets me giddy too.
Okay, so
you guys, I'm old and debilitated.
No, you're not. You have a child. You should know the cast of Little Mermaid. Javier, I asked him if like what training he did or whatever for King Triton, and he was like, "Man, he's like I told them I'm 52. Please don't let me go like bare chested like in this." So he has like shields and armor, and he said all I worked out was my arms. I like ate whatever I want.
I love him for that. I love that. Yeah. Now I gotta look at him.
Yeah. Anyway, him and Penelope Cruz are on my vision board. That's like Penelope my dream. Cruz.
You know what?
Yeah. Dream
that
couple.
Celebrity couple we don't talk about
that,
enough.
That is, you know,
they're
how,
just happy.
Oh. You know how you have photos of JFK and what's her name?
Yeah.
Carolyn.
On so my that's like my framed photo is like Javier and Penelope Cruz, because I can't think of two sexier, really nicer, sophisticated, sexy, elegant, hot, badass power couple, like fashionable.
They were literally
made for each other.
Like this guy would look perfect with this girl, and they're
everything.
They're so hot. I want to be them.
Lauren, okay, so like, what about your interview with the Fast Furious boys?
Oh my god!
Any like monumental boys moments?
How was my guy
Scott Eastwood? No, I didn't get to interview Scott Eastwood on the carpet, but I did meet him at the after party in the buffet line, of course.
And did he enjoy a buffet?
He was going in on the buffet.
did he enjoy the buffet?
He was like, I haven't eaten all day. He was a lovely, lovely person. Lovely to meet. Oh. Met him for a couple seconds, so can't really disclose anything there. But I'm just so obsessed. Wait, Ness,
that's one of those moments that like I couldn't get my shit together when I was single.
See, I don't have an attraction to Scott Eastwood in the way you do.
No, like, I get it. No, yeah. I understand that you could talk to him, but I'm just like laughing. I just... brings me back to a moment in my life where it was like, it would have been so easy for me to just go up and be like, hi, here, this is for you.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it. Like, Naz and I were at a bar. It was a very private
Fast and Furious
screening
of a Fast. Yeah. It was Fast
and
eight,
he was standing with Ludacris. Yeah. It was like not an intimidating situation, to be honest. He and Ludacris are just literally just chatting. And they were the only two of the bunch there.
Not intimidating at all.
No, I know that sounds crazy.
No,
but they
Ludacris
were honestly
actually
just being bros.
Is the most warmest human in the world. Ludacris is like the nicest person.
I can hear that even through his
Really?
Music.
They were just being like
Move,
friends
bitch, get out the way
the bar.
In the most polite way. Excuse me, ma'am. Can you please move to the left?
So yeah, but I like literally circled the bar for like an hour being like, I'm gonna do it. No, can't do it. Can't do it. I'm gonna do it. No, I can't do it.
Viscerally.
Yeah. It was so terrible. Wow. So
when you gotta go, like you got the idea. When you have the idea, you just gotta go. You cannot think about it
Lauren,
or else you'll
facts from just, Lauren. Yeah.
You know, I could have bombed that moment and then we could have
you
just
wouldn't
left.
Have regretted it. You wouldn't see the you thing is left. Like you regret the chances you don't take in life. You don't
well,
regret the ones.
I'm
you
glad
don't.
How my life turned out without Scott Eastwood in it, but you know, it would have been a good story That's if so I at true. Least got on a date yeah. with him or something.
It would have been a great story.
The
Anyways,
longest ride.
I love the Fast and Furious fucking franchise and all the cast, they all love each other. Vin Diesel's like the greatest human. And I got, did you?
They literally are just doing it. I feel like
they're
not even doing it for the money
anymore.
They're
family.
They're just doing it because
they're family.
I feel like it's for like,
Toretto.
It's like this podcast. It's like, we're just going to keep going.
Because we're family.
Another one.
Yeah.
Did you guys see I got an exclusive from him too? I like loved my outfit.
Yeah,
was
we
never,
saw the exclusive. That was a big deal.
It was sick. There was never ever been a red carpet at the Coliseum, which is like the coolest,
which
most groundbreaking thing.
Duh.
It was sick.
So
I fucking
love.
I want to be in a Fast and Furious movie. I just want one line.
You would fit in.
I love it.
You look like part of the family.
Did people like? Did even like Ludacris say like how sick your outfit was? Did
Ludacris wasn't there because
even...
he's opening for Janet Jackson on tour, and Jason Momoa cool. wasn't there because he's shooting his own show, which that he I think he's writing, producing, directing, called I Am Chief. I think that's what it's called. It's about like the origins of Hawaii, which I cannot wait for. But oh, okay. I am dreaming of interviewing Jason Momoa because he's so deliciously devilish in Fast X. If you watch it, he's just like that villain because he hasn't played a villain in 10 years, and he's just so like, you guys would die over him. You have to watch it and tell me what you think. But
what was the last time he played a villain?
I don't know, but I know that he said it was 10 years ago and I couldn't remember. Did he play a villain in Game of Thrones?
That's what I'm saying. I hope they're not making it seem like he was a villain. I mean, I guess
he
was
said
like
it
a leader
himself.
Of like a pillaging...
Yeah, I have no idea.
...group of people.
So maybe he did consider himself.
Maybe he considered himself. Yeah. He's like, wow. Wowza. Anyways... love the whole cast.
Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. The reviews are in. Honeylove came out on top for the best wedding day shapewear. So you guys can look snatched and lifted and bootylicious on your wedding day because that's what we all want. Am I right?
It also doesn't have to be your actual wedding day. It could be, you know, during wedding season where we're all wearing dresses.
Like in every bridesmaid dress has to be made out of satin, you know, and you're going to want something
Why
under
is that.
That. Yeah.
Why is that?
It is like the formal
really
fabric.
I really just don't
you know?
Care about the bridesmaid.
Yeah.
but well, you can wear this if you are a bridesmaid as well because wedding season is coming up.
Yeah. So let's talk about this super power short. So it's got this targeted compression technology that distinguishes areas that you want support and areas that need less compression. So you can already like see that hourglass shape in your head, right? And how it's creating it. They have a signature X that targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves.
The way you said squeezing.
squeezing. And it's designed to work with your body, not against it. And the Power Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth everything from like the stomach to the thigh by offering the perfect amount of compression. But don't, it's not going to roll down either. Oh, it's so annoying. You know, when your shoulders roll. Also, lots of shaper has that issue.
I hate taking it off. You feel like you're like... Ugh. You know?
You also don't need to wear underwear with this because it's like all cotton and it's like kind of replaces an underwear. So you don't need like multiple layers. And they don't just have shapewear. They just have very comfortable bras and leggings and tanks. So you can have support everywhere on your body.
And if you're like me and you don't have a plus one to the wedding, this is, you heard it here first that Honey Love is the perfect plus one. This is an everyday boost of confidence. So treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/get it. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. Go to honeylove.com/get it. But Lauren, before we go and wrap this up, Ashley and I had a question for you.
Oh, I'm scared.
Ashley, go ahead.
What do you choose to do when you have a clump of jewelry?
Ashley, that is not what I know. We were asking
I was like, that's the question.
I was playing. I thought that would be funny. Okay.
What do you do when all of your necklaces are intertwined?
What would you do? Would you give up or do you keep going? Is it therapeutic or is it not? You guys,
I enjoy doing it for the listening
audience. I'm holding up a very tangled piece of a couple necklaces. Dawson just threw them together, and I don't even know how a knot like this is possible to create by a toddler. But I'm like, do I continue? Do I say goodbye to the necklaces? Is it fun to detangle?
That creates a knot in my body, and that's something that I 100% pass off to the first person that walks through my door is a single woman. I'm like, whoever comes over next is doing this.
That's hilarious that you said that, because I gave it to my nanny as like a job for her to do when he was napping.
Exactly.
Because like, you want to figure this out?
It's horrendous. Okay. Ask Lauren the question.
Okay, Lauren, when you were having your computer reboot a second ago, Naz and I go, it's interesting. I think it doesn't happen at my parents' house, but it happened. I don't think it happens when she's home, I said, but it happens when she's at Hunter's.
And I go, and I literally go, why?
Isn't that
you're not calling
house?
It Lauren's house? Home? You're calling it Hunter's? And she goes, yeah, I call it Hunter's house. I'm like, what?
I feel like it's very interchangeable. Like sometimes I feel very weird saying my house. Sometimes I feel weird calling Hunter's house.
Like it's,
but like I always,
like
I
it's
don't
weird
know.
To I, me I, to question you on this because when I obviously say like I'm going home and I don't know. It's weird because I still obviously refer to going to Virginia as going home, but I would also say I'm going home if I'm here. Like if
she'll sometimes be like, oh, where is that charger? I say, oh, I left it at home.
Yeah,
and he gets so mad.
Oh, really?
He's like, why do you keep doing that? And I'm like, but that's home. That's home. Yeah. I'm so sorry. But like,
maybe it's because it's like, I don't know. That's interesting. If I was in a relationship and lived with a partner in the proximity of the home I grew up in or my parents' home, I think you're right. I think I would be like, no, I guess I'm going home. I don't
know. But Naz, what's confusing for you is that your parents don't live in the house that you grew up in. So it's all about like the house that you grew up in. So of course that house to Lauren is going to be more home.
No, but I think for most people, home is where your parents live. It doesn't matter if it's a house you grew up in or not. Yeah. Like if I told people I'm visiting my parents, I would say I'm going home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To Florida. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, when does that stop? Like, obviously, dad doesn't say he's going home to the house that That's Bubby true. Has lived in for the past 80 years.
It stops when you have kids and you have your own home like you do, Ashley, because now you have a home.
Yeah. That's when it probably starts, is kind of like when the kids are brought into the house.
We're going. It's like, okay, we're going home now.
And but let me just say, if you don't have kids or don't plan on having kids, like you still have a home. Like that's
Of course. Okay. Yeah.
Anyways.
But when do you think your parents then is like when your parents are dead, which is really dark, but then when do
I think it's honestly what you feel most comfortable at. Like if I like purchased my own house and like I loved everything about it, I would say that's my home. But since I like, kind of like moved into his house and all his
stuff, that's what I was thinking.
I feel like, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
That's the only distinction.
I get it.
That's
what I thought. All right. Great podcast.
Anyways,
I forgot to mention
I
went blonde for 2 days and it was way more fun than being brunette. I got to say.
Really? Yeah.
It's more fun, Ashley.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, we can discuss on our next ramble.
Okay, but hey, you didn't call your dad, and you were supposed to call and prank your
dad. I know,
today.
We need to prank my dad next time.
We just have to figure out the best, sneakiest way. Like, we can't do this half-assed. It needs to be, like,
I know,
well
maybe
done.
We need to
well
do it
produced.
On a weekend, and then just include it in a podcast we record during the week. Does that make
yes,
sense?
Why do you have to do it on a weekend?
Because he's kind of, like, working right now, so it's, like, less chance of him picking up. But okay. It's like, a Sunday,
and like,
I have
we may have lots of technical difficulties, so we just need, like, a whole,
yeah, we
like,
need to set aside time for it. And also, I need to not talk to him for, like, a day. Do you know what I mean? Because I also realized that I text him this morning. So if you guys called him, oh, it wouldn't no. have been like believable.
That
really.
Would be you know very how I feel. I don't think yeah. I can call him because I can't lie.
Okay, Lauren, we'll call.
Okay. We'll all right. Out. Well, great times, guys.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
I don't get it.
Podcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.